We are up to Perekhet, Mishnah Hey. Okay, so we were talking about over here the dinim of the how it is that we can utilize the money that we got from something which has Kedusha Shviyas on it, and in what cases the din of biur is chal on the money. And remember, we say money, it means the first time. So the first time that you exchange it, the Kedusha remains on the peres, obviously. You can't take off the Kedusha. But it also is teifes as domav. You use that money to buy something else, then the something else is teifes the Kedusha, and the money is no longer kadosh. You use that first thing that you bought, the gefilte fish, to exchange it for some cholent. So then the cholent becomes kadosh, and the gefilte fish becomes chol in terms of the Kedusha Shviyas. Fine. So now we're going to just talk about what is considered to be the equivalent of a hana'ah that it is mutter to use Kedusha Shviyas in order to be nene from. So you cannot give ein notnim, you cannot give Kedusha Shviyas money to a bayar. A bayar comes from the word of be'er, and a bayar is a well digger. Lola balan, or for someone who works in the bathhouse to attend to the clients. Velola sapar, you can't pay for a haircut with it. Velola sapan, you can't pay for the ferry boat, and so on. Because since you couldn't use the perish vias for this, because it's not considered to be the equivalent of achila, and even though some of these things are constant needs, and therefore like washing clothes, ought to be similar to achila. But remember that the only thing that we allow that's similar to achila is where you actually hana'ata uviora ashava. So in other words, the consumption, when we talk about consumers in terms of food, so consuming food is unique in the sense that as you are eating, you are finishing the thing that you're eating. A consumer of other goods does not really consume them at the point at which he's being nene from them. And he invests, so to speak, such as washing clothes. So now he's putting in perishvias. Let's say he's got a detergent that he derived for perishvias. So then the hana that he gets is not at the moment that the peris are being wrecked. That's something that comes later. I ruin the peris right away when I put it into the washing machine. But as far as the hana takes another half an hour to finish the load, and until I'm going to be nenet, that's called hana'a, hana'ato, shelo bishat biuro. The other inyanim, which might be more similar, are not similar to chlau to achila because it has to be something that is a constant sorech, not something every once in a while you take a haircut and therefore you use it. That's not considered to be the chlau similar to achila. But you can certainly go to a well digger and say, I need a drink, so would you dig me some water? And then he says, pay me for the well. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? So then over there, you're paying only for the drink because you're saying, no, I don't want the well. I just want the drink. You're allowed to pay for a drink. So you're exchanging for the drink. And bichlal, you could even get a haircut. But you'd have to be very careful when you get the haircut to tell the barber, I have a present for you from these perishvias, which I brought from my field. And making it very clear, you're not paying for the haircut. Now, even though the barber, you know, he's a nice guy. And since you did him a favor and brought him all this yummy food, he's going to do you a favor. But it's not an exchange. And therefore, if it's not an exchange, so then you're allowed to give it for a matana. And it's not considered to be haroma if you're really giving it in that sense of providing a real honest gift. An honest gift, we allow you actually to give. And this we paskin halacha, the Chazon Ish was makel on this, to allow you to use it as long as you honestly mean that you're giving it as a gift. Now, before we start the next Mishnah, it's time for us to deal with the big problem. So as the Rambam points out, here's the big problem. The big problem is the Teres Pesukim. It seems to contradict itself. And remember that we have two very different sugyas that we have to worry about as written in the Torah. One of them is the sugya about doing the avoda in your field. Okay, doing the Aveda in your field to make things grow. Those are the things that are usur on Shvius. You're not allowed to do the Zeriah and the Toldos of Zeriah. And we talked about the issue of Harisha. Is that considered to be a Diraisa or not? But that's one question. What about when the parents have already grown? What then? So there's a whole other concept of how it is that you are supposed to deal with the parents in the field. And there it says, Etzviach kitzircha lo tiktsar. No, 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 do not actually do a kitzira of those things that grew up of your grain. Just mash, you just have to leave it in the field to rot for the chayas hasada. That in vain is zirecha lo tiftsar. You can't do bitzira either. Now, that has nothing to do with working the land. There you're just taking things. Now, the question is taking what things? Were they planted things? Were they things that weren't mufkar? Were they things that just grew up on their own and they grew up as hefker and you're not even allowed to take them? Well, it says lo tiftsar. It says lo tiktsar. Shnat Shabbaton yela aretz. That's considered to also be part of, what does that have to do with the Shabbaton? I mean, the land has already done the work. So if I'm going to pick things now that's making the land do more work, I don't get it. How does that tie into Shnat Shabbaton yela aretz? But the worst thing is that the next words contradict the first words. Vahayta Shabbat ha'aretz lachem la'ochla. Lecha It's not all meant for the chayat asadeh. It's meant for you and your family. So how am I supposed to eat it if I'm not allowed to pick it? I mean, I have to put my mouth to the ground or what? I mean, what is the pasuk supposed to mean? It seems to be, says Rambam, says, obviously it's not telling us you're not allowed to pick it to eat. You certainly are allowed to. So the main text on this issue is the Braita itself. The Braita in the Sifra, which is directly on the pasuk, asks the question. So how to explain these two psukim? And it explains that there's a difference between min ha-shamur, so et inve nizirecha lo tiftsor. This means min ha-shamur ba'aretz ein atabotzer. So if you didn't give the land its Shabbaton, then you're not allowed to be botzer. You are allowed to take things that were hefker, and that, yes, and the pasuk is only referring to things that were violation of the Shabbat ha'aretz. That's why it mentions in the pasuk, Shnat Shabbaton, yel aretz. But the other difference is also that lo tiftsar, says the Sifra, lo tiftsar means davke lo tiftsar kederech habotzerim. And you're not allowed to do a standard type of bitsira. So those are two criteria that are mentioned by the Teras Kayanim. What does the Teras Kayanim mean? Because there's different ways. This is very opaque. Because it gives two differences. One is the difference between shamur and non-shamur. And one is the difference between kiderech or with a shinui. Shelo kiderech habotzri. Right? So how do we understand it? So we have many different shitas in the Rishonim about how exactly to understand this difference. So one approach is the most chomerdik approach, and that's the approach of the Rabbeinu Tam. He learns that we have to look at the two differences mentioned in the Teras Kayanim. Both of them have to be lachomra. So in other words, if either of these criteria do not apply, then you're not allowed to be botzer. So if it was something that was a violation of Shnat Shabbaton, Yeba Oretz, so then it would be not Mufkar by you, Osir. Not allowed to eat it. Forget about it. And the Pasuk that is Matir you Ba'achila, that Pasuk is referring to the things that you were Mekayim, the Shabbaton, and you were Mafkir. But even if you were Mafkir, you're not allowed to be Botzer Kederech HaBotzrim. You would still have to do it differently. Now, how to do it differently is also a question which we'll have to discuss. Is it how to do it differently in terms of the tractor that you use, the kalim that you use? That's what this Mishnah is going to be all about. And that's why this is an extremely important introduction to the Mishnah.